Area Voices is our segment here at KAXC, KBXC Northern Community Radio, that tells the arts, the culture, and the history stories of Northern Minnesota. And this morning in the studio here in Bemidji, I have Corey Renbarger and Beverly Everett. And Corey teaches applied voice at Bemidji State University, and he directs the Bemidji Opera Theater, and Beverly is the conductor of the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra. Thank you both for coming in. The season finale for the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra will take place this Sunday. It's the end of your 78th season, and the finale, from what I understand, is going to be a multi-community, multimodal collaborative effort between musicians in both the orchestra and also vocalists from the Bemidji Chorale, the Park Rapids Classic Chorale, and the Bemidji Choir. In total, in addition to the orchestra, there will be over 100 more voices performing along with you. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So congratulations on another great season. And you're ending with Handel's Messiah. Could you talk, Beverly or Corey, or both of you, about some of the history and mystery behind the Messiah and why?
You go first.
Why the choice of the Messiah for this one?
Well, this piece is done so much. It has a really incredible history, not only behind it, behind the composition of it, but just in literally how many different versions there are of it. I know that just that's been kind of one of the adventures of putting this together, is there are so many different literal editions that you can get of the scores. And they have, Handel rewrote it for different occasions, different performances. So there are all these different manuscripts available and scholarship that's gone into creating these editions. And so we've had to figure out and make sure that we're literally all on the same page, that I'm on the same version as the soloists, and that they're on the same version as our orchestra. A little bit going into the decision on performing this is... it gets so widely performed. I mean, especially during the Christmas season, I think you'll see performances pop up everywhere, from the tiniest communities to the biggest concert halls. And in my personal experience, I've never actually gotten to conduct a whole, what I would call, rehearsed version of the Messiah. We've put different arias or different choruses and things, kind of stuck them on other concerts, but we've never really done we're not doing the entire thing, but we're doing what I say is a pretty big chunk of it. And so I'm excited to do that, because it's a special work and it deserves that attention and deserves that rehearsal. And I'm happy for our audiences to hear it. You know, the history of the Bemidji Symphony a little bit is that it was the orchestra here was originally conceived as an accompaniment vehicle for the choruses at BSU a long time ago. And they used to do this work, I believe, every 2 to 4 years. Okay. But I don't believe it's been done here in this way, at least not in many, many years, at least not since I've been here. So that was what went into the decision of wanting to program it.
And there's a lot of moving parts.
There are, yes. I think there'll be around 170 people on the stage when all is said and done, between the orchestra. And that's another thing, is sometimes, you know, in the original premiere of this, I think there were 12 members of the orchestra and something like 14 in the choir, as very small forces. And over the years, that has expanded. And so we thought about doing a kind of authentic version, but then all of our string players wanted to play and participate. So it's going to be a wonderful spectacle of all of those people on stage. I think our orchestra is ranging in age again from kids that are around 10 or 11 years old to, you know, people in their 70s, and then the choruses too. And so it will be a lot of people, and it's one of the wonderful things about music, that music can come together, bring all those people together, and unify them in this one afternoon.
Yeah, and as a as an audience member, I've seen, there are going to be some soloists, and I'll let you talk about them in just a second, and I've seen a couple of those individuals perform, and I've seen the orchestra. It's such a elevator of your spirit, I guess, to just sit and be taken away by such greatness. So thank you guys. In addition to the orchestra, we have the Bemidji Chorale, the Park Rapids Chorale, and the Bemidji Choir. These groups are incredibly talented in their own right. And then there's also some special soloists, and you'll be singing.
Yes, Corey. I'll be doing a couple of the bass arias. I'm a baritone myself, but back in the day we wouldn't have that delineation. But it's wonderful. There's a very rollicky, fast-moving, tumultuous piece that definitely is, you hear the bass. But then there's a glorious trumpet, The Trumpet Shall Sound, with a wonderful, wonderful duet between the voice and the trumpeter, just proclaiming the good word, you know, celebrating. One of the things that you're just alluding to that the Messiah does best, it lifts spirits, it gets the crowd going, in essence. There's a reason it's one of the classic great hits, you know. As Beverly was saying, the original performances were much smaller in scale and kind of conceived for a different purpose. And, you know, we have this wonderful story, you know, about the Hallelujah Chorus. You know, our audiences probably know this already, but for those that don't, you know, it is customary for the crowd to stand up and join in the exaltation of the Hallelujah Chorus. And you can about imagine how different that was with, you know, about 30 people on stage total, as opposed to, what did you just say,
170.
170. It just really allows for a bigger celebration, and I think it brings the crowd in more. So I actually think in our setting, this larger scope, this bigger celebration is more fitting, and it's a good time for it. As we look out at this sad snowflakes outside, we need some celebration this week in Bemidji.
Warm the hearts with music, right? So how do you prepare for something like this? You've got so many people, so many different groups, some of which are from out of town. Oh, and I didn't even list the soloists that'll be performing as well.
Well, yeah, the other, there's two of us from Bemidji, and then one that was just recently in Bemidji, and one from Grand Forks, I mm-hmm. believe.
Jace Erickson is our tenor soloist from UND. Jennifer Olson, who was recently on the faculty at Bemidji State, is our soprano. And then Leanda Craigmill, who is a wonderful upperclassman student at Bemidji State and a student of Dr. Renberger's. So it's going to be fun to hear them as well and hear what they bring to their parts.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, I've done multiple Messiahs and in multiple settings. As she was saying, you know, I've done the small settings with Cincinnati Baroque Ensemble a number of times. I've done the big ones. And I think that it's always fun to come back to this piece, but what's special for me is to have a student on stage with us and to just show the level of singing at Bemidji State right now and just how the joyous parenting that I feel when a student of mine goes out, and not only just goes out, but now I get to be on stage with her. And that is one of the most fulfilling things for me personally in an experience like this. And, you know, I'm just happy that Bemidji gets to share in what we get to hear all the time.
Yeah, we're so fortunate to have this all this greatness going on. Beverly, you've created a lot of profound experiences for your audiences as the conductor of the BSO. You collaborated with Midiots earlier this year, and you've brought in just some amazing talent. What do you love about collaborating with other artists alongside the symphony?
Well, that's really what it's all about. And yesterday I had the opportunity to go in and spend some time specifically with the Bemidji Choirs. And they have a new director this year, Dr. Dwight Gillick, who is just incredible. And their level of preparation already is at a height. And but we talked about the fact, and it's kind of like you were saying as an audience member, how music lifts your spirits. And we talked about how the importance of getting the right notes and the right style and the right phrasing and all of those things absolutely have their level of importance, but ultimately we want this music to touch our audience in the heart and to bring a message regardless of, I mean, this the Messiah is, every movement of it is based on scripture from either Old or New Testament. But regardless of one's belief system, you can pull away from this a sense of joy, and I think the sense of the importance of peace. And that is a connecting theme that seems to go through this whole work that I never noticed as a young person when I was hearing it or learning it or first studying it in school, that word peace comes up a lot in this work. And so how can we take this and now that we've learned it, kind of learned all the nuts and bolts, if you will, what can we take from now and project that outside of that score to give to you and the audience? And so that's what's great about all of our collaboration. You know, I view conducting as a collaborative effort. So it's like chamber music with me and with the orchestra. And then when we bring even more people into that as soloists and as the chorus, it just makes the experience even richer. For me to get to work with experienced vocalists like our soloist, like Dr. Jillick with these choirs, and Pat Mason and Melanie Hansen, who are directing the other ones, I learned from them as well, because everybody can't know everything. And so, you know, if you were in that rehearsal yesterday, I was still asking, you know, Dr. Jillick's advice on certain little things where I know when I hear something, I know what I want, but I may not have the expertise in the vocal area to know how to say what I want or how to ask for it, and he does, or Corey does. And so that's a thrill for me to learn on this journey together with everybody.
The show is Sunday at the Bemidji High School Auditorium.
It's at 3 p.m. And just prior, so probably right about 3 p.m., Stu Roslett is on our board, and Stu is a retired history professor from Bemidji State, and he's going to give a little 10-minute historical preview of Handel's Messiah. He's going to talk about the lineage of this standing during the Hallelujah Chorus. There's some interesting scholarship on that. And so I'm delighted to have Stu do that and kind of literally set the stage for us as we begin this wonderful journey together on Sunday afternoon. And also we'll be announcing next season on Sunday. I'll be talking about that a little bit at the beginning of the performance, and those tickets will be season tickets for next year will be ready to be sold then too.
And it's only $70 for a season ticket if you buy it at the concert. So that is a really great deal.
Yeah,
so.
Because that's, I mean, we have 7 concerts, so that's a very good deal.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for bringing this great music to our community.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's Beverly Everett and Corey Renberger. You can see them in action Sunday afternoon at the Bemidji High School Theater. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.
That is just a little taste of the Messiah, a tiny one, and I know that my Redeemer liveth is that piece.